SBI and Ondo Finance team. Up to tokenize Japanese equities. SBI Holdings is partnering with Ondo Finance to bring Japanese equities onto public blockchain rails, according to an announcement surfaced by CoinMarketCap on July 17, 2026. The stocks will be issued through Ondo Global Markets, Ondo's platform for tokenized securities, with settlement and collateral handled by SBI's YenPeg stablecoin, JPYSC. The detail that matters here is the settlement leg. Rather than route cash through a bank correspondent chain, the two firms plan to use JPYSC as the on-chain money that clears each trade and backs collateral positions. That folds a tokenized asset and a tokenized currency into the same system, which is the part most tokenization pilots still leave unsolved. A large balance sheet moving onto public rails SBI is not a startup testing an idea. It is one of Japan's biggest financial groups, with brokerage, banking, asset management, and crypto arms already in operation. When a firm of that size commits a concrete product rather than a research memo, it signals that the tokenization thesis has moved from conference panels towards something a regulated institution is willing to run. The partner choice is also telling. Ondo Finance built its reputation on tokenized U.S. treasuries and has been expanding Ondo Global Markets into a broader catalog of tokenized public securities. Pairing Ondo's securities infrastructure with SBI's domestic reach in Japan gives each side something it lacked. Ondo gets a distribution channel into the world's third-largest equity market, and SBI gets a live on-chain issuance stack it did not have to build from scratch. JPYSC, as the clearing layer JPYSC, sits at the center of the design. SBI has been building out the yen stablecoin as settlement money, and a recent SBI initiative extended it into stablecoin lending at a 3% yield. Using it to settle tokenized equities pushes the token from a savings and payments instrument toward a core piece of market plumbing. A stablecoin that clears securities trades has to hold its peg under real settlement load and satisfy auditors that reserves match issuance. Those are higher bars than a token used mostly for on-chain transfers. If JPYSC handles equity settlement cleanly, it becomes a reference point for how a bank-grade yen stablecoin should function, which carries weight in a market where regulators have been cautious about who gets to issue one, part of a wider Japanese tokenization push. The move fits a pattern that has been building across Japan through 2026. SBI itself recently reworked its blockchain stack towards Solana for tokenization work, and the country's broader infrastructure has been shifting fast, with Progmat migrating 3B in digital securities to Avalanche. Lawmakers reinforced the direction by reclassifying crypto as a financial instrument, which gives tokenized securities a clearer statutory footing. Japanese equities are a large liquid asset class that global investors have long found awkward to access through traditional cross-border channels. Putting them on-chain, settled in a yen stablecoin, could shorten that path for foreign buyers who already hold digital dollars or other stablecoins. Whether that access materializes depends on the eligibility rules and jurisdictional gating the two firms apply, none of which were spelled out in the initial announcement. The confirmed facts and the open questions. At this stage, the confirmed facts are narrow. SBI and Ondo have agreed to tokenize Japanese equities on Ondo Global Markets, with JPYSC used for settlement and collateral. The announcement did not include a launch date, a list of which equities go first, minimum investment sizes, or the specific chain the assets will settle on. Those variables will decide how usable the product is for ordinary investors versus institutional desks. For crypto holders, the second order read is about stablecoins as settlement money. Every serious tokenization effort now leans on a stablecoin to close the loop, and the same logic underpins the growing menu of stablecoin-based cards and accounts that let people hold and spend dollar or yen tokens directly. A bank-issued yen stablecoin clearing real securities trades is another data point that stablecoins are drifting from crypto-native niche toward regulated financial rails.